This is the image of the engine. Likely is not a ruined head gasket, spitting at every power stroke, if not a crankshaft bearing knocking at the roots of the thing like a pile driver. A machine involved with itself, a concentrated hot lump of a machine geared in the loose mechanics of the world, with the valves jumping and the heavy frenzy of the pistons. When the thing stops, is stopped, with the last slow cough in the manifold, the flywheel blundering against compression, stopping, finally stopped, compression leaking from the idle cylinders. Will one imagine then, because he can imagine, that squeezed from the cooling steel, there hovers in that moment, wraith-like and like a plume of steam, an aftermath, a still and quiet angel of knowledge and of comprehension. Endlessly, endlessly, the definition of mortality, the image of the engine that stops. We cannot live on that. I know that no one would live out 30 years, 50 years, if the world were ending with his life. The machine stares out with all its eyes, through the glass with the ripple in it, past the sill, which is dusty if there is someone in the garden outside and so beautiful. What ends is that? Even companionship ending. I want to ask if you remember when we were happy, as though all travels ended untold, all embarkations founded. On that water, gray with morning, the gull will fold its wings and sit. And with its two eyes, there as much as anything, can watch a ship and all its hallways and all companions sink. Also, he has set the world in their hearts from lumps, chunks. We are locked out, like children seeking love, at last among each other. With their first full strength, the young go search for it. But even the beautiful, bony children who arise in the morning have left behind them worn and squalid toys in the trash, which is a grimy death of love. The lost glitter of the stores, the streets of stores, and every crevice of the city leaking rubble, concrete, conduit, pipe, a crumbling rubble of our roots, but they will find in flood, storm, ultimate mishap, earth, water, the tremendous surface, the heart thundering, absolute desire. The second poem, Sound. In the small beauty of the forest, the wild deer bedding down, that they are there, their eyes effortless, the soft lips nuzzle, and the alien small teeth tear at the grass. The roots of it dangle from their mouths, scattering earth in the strange woods. They who are there, their paths nibble through the fields. The leaves that shade them hang in the distances of sun. The small nouns crying faith in this in which the wild deer startle and stare out. This is from a photograph. Her arms around me, child, around my head, hugging with the whole arms as if I were a loved and native rock, the apple in her hand, her apple and her father, and my nose pressed hugely to the collar of her winter coat. There in the photograph, it is the child who is the branch we fall from, where it would be bramble, brush, bramble in the young winter, with its blowing snow, she must have thought was ours to give to her. Is the volume of my voice satisfactory? This is the undertaking in New Jersey. Beyond the Hudson's unimportant water lapping in the dark against the city's shores are the small towns, remnants of forge and coal yard. The bird's voice in their streets may not mean much. A bird the age of a child chirping at curbs and curb gratings, at barbershops and townsmen, born of girls, girls gave birth. But the interiors are the women's, curtained, lit the fabric to which the men return. Surely they imagine some task beyond the window glass and the fabrics as if an eventual brother in the fields were nourished by all this in country torn by the trucks where towns and the flat boards of homes visibly move at sunrise and the trees carry quickly into daylight the excited birds. And this poem, Solution. The puzzle assembled at last in the box lid, showing a green hillside, a house, a barn, a man, and wife and children, all of it polychrome, lucid, backed by the blue sky. The jigsaw of cracks crazes the landscape, but there is no gap, no actual edged hole. Nowhere the wooden texture of the tabletop glares out of scale in the picture, sordid as cellars, as bare foundations. There is no piece missing. The puzzle is complete now in its red and green and brown. Sparrow in the cobble street. Little sparrow round and sweet, Chaucer's bird. Or if a leaf sparkle among leaves, among the seasons, leaves the sparrow's feet, feet of the sparrow's child touch naked rock. And this poem, this is Chartres Cathedral. The bulk of it in air is what they wanted. Compassion above the doors, the doorways. Mary the woman and the others, the lesser, are dreams on the structure, but that a stone supports another, that the stones stand where the masons locked them, above the farmland, above the will, because 100 generations back of them and to another people, the world cried out above the mountain. The source. If the city has roots, they are in filth that is a slum. Even the sidewalk rasps under the feet. In some black brick tenement, a woman's body glows, the gleam, the unimaginable thin feet taper down the instep, naked to the wooden floor, hidden and disguised and shy, the city's secret warmth. This is Daedalus, the dirge. The boy accepted them, his whole childhood in them, his difference from the others, the wings gold, gold for credence, every feather of them. He believed more in the things than I and less, familiar as speech, the family tongue. I remember now expedients, frauds, ridiculous, and the real withering sun blazing still. Who could have said more, losing the boy anyway? Anyway, in the bare field there, old man, old Potterer. Poem on the Elders. Some of the young men have become aware of the Indian, perhaps because the young poets move across the continent without wealth, moving, one could say, on a bare ground. There one finds the Indian, otherwise not found, wood here and there to make a village, a fish trap in a river, the land pretty much as it was. And because they also were a people in danger, because they feared always the thing might end, I find I would like to sing Indian songs, chanting with the old men, the return of the sun, the return of the rain. The poem, Population. Like a flat sea, here is where we are, the empty reaches, empty of ourselves. Where dark, light, sound, shadow the mind born, alone to ocean. Save we are a crowd, a population, those born, those not yet dead, the moments populous, seaborne and violent, finding, incredibly under the sense, the rough deck, inhabited, and what it always was. This poem is Survival, Infantry. And the world changed. There had been trees and people, sidewalks and roads. There were fish in the sea. Where did all the rocks come from and the smell of explosives? Iron standing in mud. We crawled everywhere on the ground without seeing the earth again. We were ashamed of our half-life and our misery. We saw that everything had died. And the letters came, people who addressed us through our lives. They left us gasping and in tears, in the same mud, in the terrible ground. I'll read two sections from a longer poem called The Tourist Eye. This is the fourth and the last section. The heart pounds to be among them, the buildings, the red buildings of Red Hook, in the currents of the harbor, the barn red ferries on their curving courses, and the tides of Buttermilk Channel flow past the Brooklyn hardware stores, and the homes, the aging homes of the workmen. This is a sense of order and of threat, the essential city, the necessary city, among these harbor streets, still visible. Downtown swarms, surely the oldest city. It seems the oldest city in the world, though they are new in it. But they too can become a fist, having menace, the power of menace. After the headlines of last night, the streets appear unchanged, though they are endangered, by no means safe. The building tops, unwarned and unwarnable. resort. There's a volcano snow-capped in the air some 20 miles from here in clear-lit air. There is a tree and leaf here. In dream, an old man walking, an old man's rounded head, abruptly mine, self-involved, strange, alien, the familiar flesh walking. I saw his neck, his cheek, and called several times. This is flight, flight. Outside the portholes, life or not life, streams in the airfoils, battering the wingtips, the houses small as in the skulls of birds, the frivolous ground of homes from which the force of motors and the great riveted surfaces of the wings hold us, seated side by side in flight in the belly of force, under the ceiling lights, the shabby bird of war. Fear and remoteness haunted, we had made out a highway, a city hall, a park, but now the pastless ranches of the suburbs drift with the new world hills and the high regions, which, taken unaware, resist, and the wings bend in the open, risk and chance, and event a pale ancestry beyond the portholes, outside with the wings and the rivets. Returning to that house and the rounded rocks of childhood, they have lasted well, a world of things. An aging man, the knuckles of my hands so jointed. I am this, the house, my father's once in the ground. There is a color of his times in the sun's light, a generation's mark. It intervenes. My child, not now a child, our child, not altogether alone in a lone universe that suffers time like stones in sun, for we do not. A narrative. How could those artists paint the virgin playing with her baby in pure happiness? The artist knows how that story ended, and the mother knows. Still, they found models. Though in dreams we see the craters of the moon, we have our knowledge, structure of the gene, the evolution of the ground, deeper in our lives, in our minds, than any song, than any pictures. I will read last. Leviathan. Truth also, the pursuit of it, like happiness, and it will not stand. Even the verse begins to eat away in the acid. Pursuit, pursuit. A wind moves a little, moving in a circle, very cold. How shall we say, in ordinary discourse? We must talk now. I am no longer sure of the words, the clockwork of the world. What is inexplicable is the preponderance of objects. The skylights, daily with that predominance, and we have become the present. We must talk now. Fear is fear, but we abandon one another.